Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you been waiting for?
Oh, here, let's go.
Two.
Start the show. Start the show.
One.
Good morning. Happy New Year. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Is this our first show of 2016?
I think so.
Is it already January 4th?
Right. Yeah.
This year is flying by.
I know.
Last year flew by.
Right?
Yeah, 2015 does not seem like it should be in the rearview mirror.
Oh, my goodness. I am Kelly Mano. I am here with producer Gary and my co-host Hoss. And
hooray.
My boys are looking sharp today. I think Hoss got a haircut. And Gary, what'd you do to your face?
Well, trimmed down the goatee a little bit because I'm going to grow the whole beard out, and I figured
do
the whole thing and, you know, make it look even.
And
now, how big are you going to go with the beard? Are we talking like Duck Dynasty length or?
No, we are definitely not talking Duck Dynasty length, but, you know, but it'll be pretty good and full.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that.
You can't?
Oh, no.
Really?
I haven't shaved in a week.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I'm the same way, but I'm a girl. All the girls are always jealous of my legs because I don't hardly ever have to shave them because I'm just... So the one good thing my mom passed down to me was not being very hairy, but I'm seeing that Gary has the opposite problem.
Yeah, this is actually 3 days.
Nice.
Oh, my God. That'd be like 3 months for
me. On the sides. On the sides is 3 days. I mean, obviously, I had the goatee before, but yeah, this is 3 days on the sides.
My curse is my nails and the hair on my head grow incredibly fast.
Really? Yeah. See, you're lucky though, because you know we're not young pups anymore, and you still have a full head of hair.
I do. It's extraordinarily gray now.
But... Well, you can dye that.
I know.
You could always change that.
But guys, we don't have to. It's distinguished when we go.
Oh
gray.
God! If you're George Clooney, not right. Everybody is distinguished. But I guess in your job, being a rocker, you know, guy, it works.
It works. I'm not going to dye it.
Maybe like...
once you start, you can't stop.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Girls know that for sure. Did you guys have a good New Year's?
Eh.
Yeah?
We can talk about it.
We can talk about it. Well, can we talk about the flood first? Because Gary and I...
Oh, we sure can.
Have you smelled my basement yet?
It can't be worse than my entire neighborhood.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so we, you know, we had this great big flood here in the St. Louis area.
I'm aware.
And am I crazy? Or are we the only area that gets state of emergencies? Like, all over the gamut. Because I remember, like, just in 2014, we had declared a state of emergency for the big ice storm. And then, shortly after that, was...
I thought you were going to say for the riots.
No, well, that's coming. That's coming. So just in my adult memory, we had a state of emergency in the St. Louis area for the ice storm.
Yep.
And then again for the tornado.
Yep.
And then for the Ferguson riots.
Yep.
And now again for the flood.
Yep.
Right. Do we live in, like, the threshold of hell? Can anything else go wrong?
No, I mean, what do you call it? The armpit of America?
The armpit of the Midwest.
Oh, the armpit of the
is
Midwest.
Where we live. And so, yeah, so we noticed, we woke up, I guess it was maybe last Monday morning, Tuesday morning, sometime right after the show, and Jimmy went downstairs and everything was wet. And so I went down. He told me, he woke me up out of a dead sleep and said, go check the basement in an hour because it's bad. And I checked the basement again at 4 o'clock that day. And so I go downstairs and I'm on the phone with our insurance agent. And he's like, well, is there like moving water? And I'm like, no, not really. And it, like at that moment, like a wave of water just rushed over my feet. I'm like, oh, there is now. And so Libby Lou, I took the cutest video of her. She thought we had a pond in the basement. And she's like, don't clean up my pond. And she's like stepping through. She put a rubber ducky in it. But we've had like humidifiers and fans. And
it's a real problem.
Oh, and it still smells like butt down there. But luckily, our great insurance company, Tom Fisher American Family, came through, cut us a big old check.
Yep.
Yay.
There you go. Now all you got to worry about is if you get mold.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to take care of it really, really quick because, you know, we're selling this house.
Sure.
And so we're like, hey, great time. You got a pool in the basement.
Right.
So
indoor pool.
They gave us enough to cover the carpet, the baseboards, like anything that rotted underneath. So we're going to get it all torn out and looking good for whoever comes in here next.
Awesome.
So
that works
and
out
Gary flooded a little bit.
Yeah, just a little. It wasn't
See,
too
I
bad.
Was under the impression you flooded a lot because you were like, I think it was on Facebook or somewhere that you were like, this is awful.
Well, I mean,
but
it
you
was...
said you had like a puddle.
Well, we had a pretty good sized puddle, and we had a lot of stuff that got wet.
Yeah.
And it was for me, it was more about moving everything,
right.
and then you have a completely soaked up
yeah.
piece of carpeting.
Oh
that,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, luckily luckily, we had some like Rubbermaid totes down in the basement.
That saved a lot of our stuff.
Sure.
Well, I used that to take the wet carpeting up to the trash can.
Right.
Instead
I lost,
of trying to carry that.
The only thing that we really lost was my business documents for my photography company, and those can be reprinted.
Sure.
And then I have kept my Spice Girl dolls in like mint condition my whole life, and we lost Ginger Spice.
Oh.
And it's because my daughter, like, she kept getting them out, and she's like, I want to play with them. I'm like, don't touch them. So somehow Ginger ended up on the floor and not in a tub, and so she got wet. So that was my only casualty, and I think I can rebuy her on Amazon for, like, $25.
That's
so.
Not bad.
Plus, it's only Ginger.
Ginger was the best one.
Yeah, I got to admit, she was always used. She's my favorite.
I was like, why didn't Sporty like volunteer his tribute? Like, I'll save you, Ginger. I will jump in the mantle flood.
I've always been a Baby Spice.
Yeah,
that's my girl.
She was my favorite too. So Haas, you did not like your house didn't flood, but your whole area did, right?
My house didn't flood. I just couldn't get away from it.
No, that's true.
I was stuck on an island.
Ooh, were you stuck in your house?
Not in my house, but like there was. I mean, last week when I was trying to get here, every highway was closed.
Yes, yes.
370, the road 2370,
and that 70, was like
94.
The start of it.
Yeah.
That was the start of it. What, and then we didn't know it was going to get even worse.
Yep.
And then they're coming on the news. They're like, oh, but it hasn't even crested yet. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's been done raining for 2 days. But I guess the water like swells or something. Something way too smart for me to understand. But then the flood topples over like 2 or 3 days later. I was getting nervous looking at all those people on 55 coming home. And the Merrimack River is like 4 feet from them. And they're stuck in dead traffic. I'm like,
did you see the video of the house floating down the river?
Yes. And then it slammed into the bridge.
Yep.
That was crazy. But we're all dry now.
Yes,
true.
Sun's out. Sun's out, guns out. Did you have a good New Year's Eve? We started that. We skipped that.
It was fine.
Yeah, well, what was wrong with it? Who did you spend it with?
I was with Tori and the kids, and we went to my buddy's house who was having like a kid-friendly party.
That's kind of what we do anymore anyway. Yeah. And I'm never with Jimmy. You know, he's a musician, so he plays every New Year's Eve.
It's a big night.
Yeah, so it's just me and the kids all the time. And yeah, I mean, ours was just average, normal, you know, watch the ball drop. Crap like that. What was so bad about yours?
I male PMS is a real thing. Well, and I was just like,
were you on your period, Hoss?
No, like, but I was just in one of those moods where I was crabby and I knew I was, and like, nothing anyone says to you is going to make it better. It's actually just going to make it worse.
And you're stuck with all those people. Like, you can't leave and you just want to be crabby.
Yep. And so like, we're at the party, and I guess a couple of the families had canceled, so there were no other girls for Tori's girl to play with.
Right.
But she's more outgoing than her son. And her son made friends instantly. And in my mind, I'm like, why aren't you trying to... Like, why are you saying, I'm bored, I want to go home every 20 minutes when you can make friends at a funeral?
Right, right.
So, you know, there was like, everything was just nails on a chalkboard. And Tori's keeping asking me, like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine. I was like, I'm not in a good mood. I know I'm not in a good mood. I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at anyone.
God.
Like, we'll stay till midnight. We'll toast midnight. GTFO.
Yes.
So about 10:30, after like hours of both of the kids coming up and like repeatedly asking for stuff, Tori's like, hey, can I talk to you in the other room? And I think we're going to have the, are you okay? What's going on?
Right,
talk.
Right.
And it's, so the kids are really bored. I was like, let's get our coats. We're out. She's like, no, it doesn't need to be that way. And I'm like, oh, no, it does.
Yes.
Before I start murdering people.
I'm a grown-up.
Like, let's get out.
Yes.
And so we went back to the house, and, like, I stayed up till 12:05, and I was like, for everyone's benefit, good night.
Thank you. And so I am the same way. Sometimes Jimmy will even call me at home, and if I'm swimming in it, if I'm stressed out because I'm editing something, and I'll pick up the phone and be like, you do not want to talk to me right now.
Yeah.
And sometimes he will be like, why? Well, what? I'm like, you got to stop.
Exactly. And I even told her, I was like, if this hadn't been New Year's Eve, I would have just called you and said, we need to go out some other time.
Exactly. And so the last time that I remember being like that was over the summer. We went on a vacation and we went to a water park with all the kids.
Oh, and what an awful place to be when you want to hurt people.
Yes. So something happened where like the first thing that happened was like Libby Lou almost drowned, and then I got water up my nose, and then I couldn't find where we put our stuff, and I was just pissed, you know? And I was just like, oh my God, all I want is like 10 minutes to myself, but I'm with another family and Jimmy, who's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? I'm like, I want to drown all of you. That's what's wrong.
Yeah.
Because you're not in, you know, and you grew up at least as an only child. So you're probably used to being able to go walk away, slam your door. Nobody bother me.
Yep.
You know? And so when you're stuck out in public and you're crabby, then it's bad.
And then you start getting bad at yourself because you know you're being completely irrational.
Of course you are.
Yep. Yeah. And that's exactly like, it was just one of those things. And I kept telling her over and over again, I was like, Yes, I am really angry right now. I am not mad at you. I'm not mad at the kids. I know I'm being a complete a-hole.
Right.
Just
leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Let me do my thing.
Yes.
Back when I got ready to go to bed, I was like, here's what you don't understand. The sooner I go to bed, the sooner this ends and the next day starts.
I think you and I were like created in the same womb.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy is a fixer. He wants to fix it. He wants to
work
stuff out.
I'm a fixer too. I'm totally a fixer.
Yeah.
But, and it doesn't happen often, uh-huh. but I just, every once in a while, I get those days where I'm in a bad mood.
You're not even mad at anyone in particular.
No,
if anything, you just don't even like yourself.
Nope. You don't want to be around anyone.
Nope.
Anything.
Nope.
And the more everyone's like, well, what's wrong? What do you want to do? I was like, I want to take a gun and shoot you in the head. That's what I want to do. And I know that I can't do that.
Well, are you in a better mood now?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
This should make everybody in a better mood, especially me with little ones, because it's Monday for Christmas break. You know what that means?
Back to work.
It means the kids are back in school. Let's just take a minute. Let's just take a minute and praise that. Okay? My kids have been home with me for 2 weeks. I love them. And we've gotten a lot of sleeping done. Because my kids can hang. Like, they get it that, like, we party late and we, you know, sleep in. And I am going to wake up with the biggest smile when that alarm goes off and be like, time to go to school, kids. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to, like, get back on a normal work schedule and kind of get stuff going for the show. And so we got a lot of exciting stuff to talk about. Do you know what you're doing later today, Haas, on the show?
I have no idea.
I don't think that I told you.
No.
So did I tell you that Rocky has a hey, Gary, will you go get my gun out there?
Okay.
Not my real one, but you know what gun I'm talking about.
Awesome.
So Rocky has this buddy named, I'm just going to call him Cookie because I don't even know if he wants us to use his real name or not, but he can fart on command, and
that's,
it's amazing.
Awesome.
Now, it just so happens that also for my birthday, I got a fart gun. So
sweet.
I just press this. And
that's
the fart
great.
Comes out. So what we're going to do is we're going to put you in the next room. This is brilliant. I was so excited when I thought of this. And we are going to play real butt or fake butt. And either Cookie's going to fart into the megaphone I have into the microphone.
That's
or
fantastic.
I'm going to blast the fart gun. And we're going to give you 10 farts.
Oh, man.
And you're going to have to chart whether it was a real butt or
chart
a fake
the fart.
Butt. Chart the fart. God, you're a genius. That's why I have you on the show. We will be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
Kelly Mano Show.
Come on!
Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Tan Envy in St. Peters, Missouri. I missed my spray tan last week. I hope I'm not blinding you boys with my paleness, but I plan on getting right back to the Versa Spa.
Well, I do have my sunglasses on today.
You will never be as pale as me.
No, you are awfully pale. I do want to stick you in that Versa Spa and see you get the reverse farmer's tan, where like where your head sticks out the top, but like from the neck
awesome.
To your ankles, you're going to be tan.
Be sweet.
I love Tan Envy in St. Peter's. I can't say enough great things about it. If you like the bulb beds, they offer 4 different levels of UV tanning. I personally do the Versa Spa. I do the medium level 2 with the bronze. It is amazing, and I walk in and I walk out and I'm completely tan in about 2 minutes. I love it. It's convenient. The girls there are great. They have a lot of great products there. If you tell them that you heard about them on the Kelly Mano Show, you will get a special bonus. They are located at 1104 Jung Station Road in St. Peter's. And if you want to give them a call, ask any questions about their specials, their number is 636-447-3553. That is Tan Envy in St. Peter's, Missouri. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. So Gary's been carrying around these nuts all morning in his hand, and I don't know why.
Oh, okay, I'm glad you said in your hand, because...
Well, does it make a difference where he's carrying them?
Well, I mean, most of us, I mean, I would hope you're carrying around your nuts. I don't go anywhere without mine.
Right.
Well, he's been carrying around this little bag of nuts. And
those.
But look at them. I don't know what they are. Why did you bring those in?
Okay, are those acorns?
Did you pick those out of my yard?
No. Okay. No. My dad.
Okay.
My dad has 120 acres of these in California, in the San Joaquin Valley.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's where he still lives now, right?
That's correct. Yeah, he lives in the Tehachapi Mountains, in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And these are essentially, they're part of the Filbert family.
Oh, I know the Filberts.
Right. Yeah,
they're Don and Betty.
Yeah.
Don and Betty. Right. And so here's the deal. My dad has this 120 acres, and you've heard of Pfizer Pharmaceuticals, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Pfizer Pharmaceuticals is preparing to buy all 120 acres of this land where these nuts are growing.
Wait a minute. Is your dad going to be rich?
Well, I can only hope.
Oh. Will he donate to the show? We can sponsor Gary's Dad's Nuts, brought to you by the Kelly Mano Show.
Exactly. Exactly. Because...
Will those be called weed nuts?
I guess technically, since that is Gary's last name.
Yeah, that probably would work. The meat of these nuts, the reason why Pfizer is...
Can I hold one?
Absolutely. You can pull one out of there. Absolutely.
All right. Pull one of the nuts out of the sack.
I'll get a big one. You want some nuts from the sack, Hoss?
Sure.
These are probably much smaller than the nuts you're used to, because you're, you know...
So these are essentially look like acorns.
Okay.
Jimmy, you want some nuts? My husband just came in and gave me a dirty look. Would you like some nuts?
No, I've got plenty.
Okay, so he's got plenty.
The reason why Pfizer wants to buy these
is
because the meat of these nuts has been found to possibly be able to eradicate the AIDS virus.
Really?
As we know it.
I thought we already did that.
Now,
Didn't Magic Johnson do that?
No, that's money. That's
take
cash.
Your,
okay.
Take your...
scissors?
No, the cup. Take the cup.
Okay.
And not the... I would
ooh,
say,
there's molded milk in there.
Oh,
sweet.
No, you need something a little...
Jimmy?
You need something a little stronger.
Oh, that is disgusting.
How about like the stapler?
Smell that.
Yeah, the stapler will work.
That's awful.
Okay, it smells like my basement.
I don't even want to know. Put it away.
Okay, hang on. I got an autographed baseball.
There you go. Or the candle. There you go.
Okay. I'll use the candle.
Yeah, there you go. And I want you to crack it open.
Smash it?
Yeah.
Does Hoss want to smash his too? Here, use my nail polish.
All right.
Okay, ready? Smash the nuts. 1, 2, 3. Oh, mine flew off the desk.
Ha ha. That's awesome.
Ew! That is disgusting.
That is the California rubber nut.
That is awesome.
Stop it.
is this from Spencer's, I'm assuming?
No, my dad actually makes them.
You are a... Okay.
Wait, okay, so there's a condom in these. Yeah. Isn't that scary?
That's fantastic. By the way, that's a great joke. That's a great party joke.
I mean, here's the fact is, we were going to do this. We were going to talk about this last week.
Right.
And Kelly was... Oh my God, you're going to be rich.
This is disgusting. I have not touched one of these in like 12 years.
That's why you have 3 kids.
Somebody get this off my desk. Jimmy, come get this off my desk.
Here, Jimmy.
Here.
Smash,
I'm gonna put it
smash,
over my
a,
head.
Smash
I'm,
a nut.
Here, oh, okay. Put it in the molded milk cup.
Ew.
Here. There you go. All right, we should give one of those away on the air.
We'll give away a dozen.
How did he get those in there?
Well, I mean, I can't give away all the secrets, but
wow,
yeah,
that's disgusting, and it's
that's
on,
actually really funny. That's
it's
really
on
awesome.
My insurance check. It's really
well,
gross.
You know.
The rubber nut prince, Gary,
yep.
Your name is on this. You represent the show.
Yes.
Okay. No, that's actually really brilliant. I like
didn't
that.
Know that you did this on the side. All right. So that was very funny, Gary. Now, aside from condoms and nuts. I turned back on the I sound like my mother. I turned back on the Facebook over the weekend.
Right.
I saw.
Yeah.
I noticed that too. When I actually typed your name in on Facebook.
I actually came up.
Tag. I'm like, whoa, no. I better not do that. I don't know if she knows.
Yeah. No. Well, so I could not live without the messenger. There was just way too many people that I needed to get in contact with for the show, and it made me crazy. And I also said that the show numbers went down a little bit because when you've got 2,800 Facebook friends and you're not reminding them to watch the show or to listen to the show, you know, sometimes they forget. So, but I didn't put it on my phone, which is brilliant because I found out that you can have Messenger on your phone and not Facebook.
Yep.
So that means that everybody
can. So then you don't know about the newest awful thing that Facebook has pushed
on. Oh, no, I won't even look. No, I looked at Facebook for like 5 minutes when I got back on, and I'm like, this is awful.
All right, here's why Facebook, at least on mobile, sucks now.
Yeah.
They have moved where Messenger used to be, the middle of your bottom row. They put it up on the top corner, and they've replaced it with this stupid thing called Facebook Marketplace.
What is that?
They're trained to be like eBay and all these other places. Not necessarily eBay, but like, you know, like an Amazon, like a buy, sell, and trade. Almost like a... oh, crap. What's the place where you can also get
Etsy
things that you're supposed
or...
to
Well, eBay,
like Backpage.
Okay.
Like all those like buy sell trade places.
Right. I mean
Craigslist.
There's all of those. There's all of those things on Facebook already.
So here's what sucks. Not only is it where Messenger used to be, so you keep accidentally going to it when you want to launch Messenger, it pushes notifications to you that there's no rhyme or reason for what it is that they're selling that you're being notified about or how to get rid of the notifications.
That's terrible. Now, I am a Bible reading Christian. Now, I know that Gary is a Jew. Now, we haven't talked about you, Haas. Mm-hmm. Where do you stand spiritually? Do you believe in God?
I do.
Do you consider yourself to be religious?
I am a confirmed member of a church.
Okay.
Personally, I think that organized religion has become too much big business.
Uh-huh.
I have my own relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily need to go somewhere to have someone tell me what I'm supposed to do.
Sure.
When most likely most of those people the other 6 days of the week are doing extraordinarily horrible things.
Yeah, no, you can find a really good church, but it's hard to find. But what I was going to get to is that in the Bible, and Jimmy, if you can hear me, come in here. You know, I've said this jokingly a lot, but the more I look into it, the more I think. So there's something in the Bible called the Mark of the Beast, which is, is something that talks about, you know, I think in the Bible even refers to it as like a stamp on your hand or something that we're all going to get in this future world.
Microchips.
That we can't. Exactly. And I keep saying that Facebook is the Mark of the Beast. And I'm starting to wonder if I'm not right. Jimmy?
Yeah, I don't think you're right about that.
But could you see it being similar?
No, technology is advancing to where like stuff that people have been warning about forever is starting to happen. Facebook, if it's up to the individual user,
agree.
It is like I love to watch what Chris and Gary post, and it's entertaining for me. And I try to post only things that I think are kind of funny.
Right, but Facebook is making it to where we can't be without it. Like, it was almost impossible for me to be without it because I lost all my contacts. I lost all my music. I couldn't, you know, I had been planning different things, and it was like I didn't exist to those people because they couldn't get a hold of me.
I think that's more cell phones than anything else, because I can take it a step further. Remember when you were a kid and you knew all your friends' phone numbers?
Oh, I still know them. I can rattle
up. What's my phone number?
I have no idea.
See?
But I can tell you Julie Martinez's from, you know, junior high.
Right. But the point is, because of technology, you don't remember that stuff. Another thing is, when I first started my job traveling around the country 10 years ago, before I had a GPS...
You knew how to get places.
I knew how to get places. Now, if you drop me in the middle of anywhere Texas without my GPS, I can't get anywhere. But I'll walk you anywhere you need to go in Minneapolis or Denver.
Yeah. We also used to know how to spell.
Yep.
And so we as Americans, as a country,
it's idiocracy.
We take things too far. The cell phone was a great invention for safety reasons, for, oh, crap, I'm at the store, I forgot something reasons. But the smartphone went way too far. If I could go back and uninvent the smartphone, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
The one thing, I saw something the other day. If somebody from 1950 were to come to today's world and ask, you know, how things have changed, you would say, well, I hold in my hand a device that has the capability to have all of the world's knowledge in it.
Check out this picture of a cat.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I always think about if you took somebody from 1950 and dropped them on my living room couch and just had them watch a commercial, it would be like we were speaking another language. Go to this.com, tweet me on this, like us on Facebook. They would have no idea what we're talking about.
Right.
Let alone the shock of what was being talked about on TV.
Oh, exactly. We almost had our 8-year-old Lucy, because, you know, she's a little actress.
Right.
And we almost had her parody one of those male enhancement commercials. It was, and I think we will. Like back when baseball starts again, you know, and for people who are like, oh, well, don't let her watch it. What else is she supposed to watch?
Exactly.
But, you know,
they're everywhere. That stuff permeates every medium of television.
Yeah. But I will say this. The one thing I can say about those things is they're at least diverse. Because if you look at all, they have every type of
guy,
every type of female.
Oh,
yeah, there's a white woman, there's a black woman, there's an Asian woman,
I guess.
Yeah, it's just like they cater to everybody.
Yeah, that's what Lucy does. If you go on her little YouTube page, she likes to rehearse commercials and then, you know, redo it. Like, from the time she was 3 years old, she'd be brushing her teeth and going, Nationwide is on your side. And so these male enhancement commercials come on and she starts repeating them. And, you know, we're very open with our kids. And if they ask a question, we answer them. So, you know, we're going to keep watching baseball with our kids, regardless of what's on TV. We're going to keep watching hockey with our kids. And I think that the next, I did the top 12 Mano moments of 2015 on my blog.
It's still amazing. If you sit down and think about it, your 12 moments of a year could make up somebody's life.
You know what? Right. There were so many I left out. I left out Libby Lou on the billboard. I left out Rocky got like a hat trick and a pitched a complete game. And then there was something else on TV I left out. But if you go to kellymano.com, you can see all the top Mano moments of 2015. And maybe next year, our number one viral video will be Lucy doing a Viagra commercial.
There you go.
So, God, that just sounds disturbing.
All right, we will be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. That's the way I am, and see, we cannot be different. Never change the ways for the world or the government. If it was the president, then I would state facts. You leave it up to me, I'll paint the White House black, and ain't no future in your...
The Kelly Mano Show. The princess of the 90s is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is brought to you by Carol Johnson and Thrive. If you are lacking energy, if you are wanting to lose a couple of pounds, if you are interested in dabbling in the world of probiotics, you know, that's been the big buzzword lately probiotics. It's kind of like the opposite of antibiotics. It's the biotics that you need in your body. If you get a chance, go to the Thrive website. If you go to kellymano.com, it'll take you straight to Carol's. You can see all of the great benefits that you can get from trying Thrive. They have everything from capsules. They've got the drinks you can mix, but it's not a meal replacement, so it's not like you're drinking shakes for your meal. It is just an addition to the things that you already eat, and including the patch. I've been using it. Gary's been using it. It has been amazing for both of us. I know myself as a mother of three, and I run two businesses, and Carol also has two kids and two jobs, and Thrive has done amazing things for both of us. I cannot say enough great things about it. If you want to get in touch with Carol directly, you can give her a call at 618-531-5992 or go to kellymano.com later today and click on the Thrive button.
Now, usually I don't do this, but go ahead on, break them off with a little previews of the remix. Now, I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do reminds me of my Lexus cool. That's why I'm all up in your grill, trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach, the way you got me playing the field. So, baby, give me that
doot, doot,
and let me get you that
beep, beep. I couldn't cut off that part of the song. That's the best part. God, he's such a dirty pervert, but he makes such good music.
It always reminds me of the Dave Chappelle remix.
Oh, really? I haven't heard that. Is it naughty?
It's not for on air.
It's not for on air.
Definitely not for on air.
So speaking of on air, I was going to do this funny video this week of me like riding my hoverboard all over town,
right?
And like grocery shopping with it and things like that. And then smell the inside of this battery, Hoss. Just get a little sniffer of it. It smells like an electrical fire.
Yeah, it really does. Is this your hoverboard?
That's my hoverboard battery.
What did we talk about last week?
Listen, it didn't blow up. It started smelling like a burning, and then it quit working. And so
I guess that's better than the alternative.
Yeah, we think it's just a battery problem, and we've already ordered a new battery, and so hopefully the hoverboard will be back up and running. But the kids are bummed. I'm bummed. I was doing housework on that thing.
That's awesome.
You know, and I've been answering the door like on my hoverboard with my fart gun and my pig behind me.
Nice.
sending the church knockers running.
That's sweet.
Open the door. But yeah, so I mean that was like the kids' big Christmas present, and you know they can't even use it right now, so that kind of stinks. But hopefully I'll get it fixed soon.
At least they like their big present.
Yeah. Did you get a big present that you didn't like?
No. My big present was awesome.
Yeah.
Tori got me combined two things that I really really love, and got me a Darth Vader guitar,
which
is going to hang on my wall. Nice. So yeah, my entire office is very much Dark Side of the Force theme,
sure.
So it's going to be perfect.
Sure.
Okay. This is going to run the risk of getting me in domestic trouble at home. But
okay.
Am I
going to get in trouble? Because I don't want Tori mad at me.
No,
okay.
You won't. And you and I kind of talked about this because I asked you a serious question about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is my first foray into like somewhat parenting.
Right.
And the whole Christmas experience.
Sure.
But so the big gifts this year for the two kids was we got her son a bass guitar and her daughter just a regular electric six string.
Okay.
And we got him that because a couple months ago, the son became very, very interested in my bass guitar.
Sure. Well, because Tori's your girlfriend.
Yes.
That's her kids.
Yep.
And mom's... How long have you and Tori been dating?
It'll be a year in March.
Okay, so mom's not new boyfriend, but you work in the music industry. Yeah. So great influence. Music is great for kids.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad he asked for one.
So, you know, we took both of them, because we had them both, obviously, to Guitar Center sometime between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and he's looking around at all this stuff. And all of a sudden, you could see, like, the light switch go on in the daughter's head. And she's like, hey, wait, I want a guitar, too.
Oh.
And we were like, okay, like, if you're interested in it. And, like, and she seemed interested in it in the store. So we were like, all right, you know.
Yeah.
If he's going to get a bass, we can get her an electric, and everything will be cool. Well, fast forward to Christmas Day, and they open their presents, and, like, Gavin is doing backflips. Like, he's stoked. Like, you have to pry it out of his hand this last week.
He's practicing.
Oh, my God. Like,
good.
He's going on YouTube and, like, finding songs.
That's
and, like,
how kids learn these days.
Like, trying to kind of teach himself before there's actual lessons. The daughter, not so much.
Yeah, so she's not trying it?
From what I've been told from the other side of the family that they spent time with is that she basically spent 30 seconds with it because she was told, like, hey, let's see the present. Let's see the present. Let's see the present. And
yeah.
Got it out and was like, dink, dink, dink. And then back into the back.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of, like, going back and forth in my head and, like, how do you gauge if it's just, like, I don't know how to play this versus I didn't really want this? Because my opinion is, and I told this to Tori, was I think personally that this was a case of Big Brother's getting this, I want one too.
Of course it was.
Not necessarily I really want one, but I want what he has.
Right.
And, like, we have 45 days where we could take it back and, like, get her something she really wants.
But it's not yours.
Right.
So it's, I mean, especially with kids, you know, they want what they want. I can't tell you how many times my kids got something that they didn't use. Rocky is a great example, because when he was like four, the only thing he wanted from Santa was one of these ventriloquist dummies. And he wanted a good one. He wanted like the $200 one.
Sure.
And Santa brought it for him, and he was scared to death of it. I just threw it out in the garbage, like 3 weeks ago.
Right.
So I think that you got to kind of let this one go, because especially as a girl, is it like a cute guitar? Is it pink?
It's the one she picked out.
Because she might want to just hang it on her, like, wall as decoration, or you never know when she might pick
up
and use it.
That's a $300 wall decoration.
But I'm sure that Santa, or if it came from her mom, whoever got it for her, had a certain budget for each kid. And unless she blew the budget for it, that is what was in her daughter's budget. And
no, I agree. I just, I hate to see anybody waste money on that. And, like, and the thing that I impressed upon both of the kids before we went down this road is I said, look, you guys are now to the age where you're asking for
expensive
big kid gifts.
Things.
And that's fine. Like,
right.
I get that. But make sure you know what you want.
Yeah. See, you're thinking like an old man. And she's thinking, how old is she?
Like she's
10. 10, 11?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, bring it up to her. Have you brought it up to the daughter?
We did. And here's the other thing is it was brought up to me when I picked the kids up from their dads.
Okay.
Stepmom came out. The kids were putting everything in the car. And she was like, just so you know.
She didn't touch it.
Like, she touched it for 30 seconds. And I asked her, I was like, hon, do you not want this? Like, you're not going to hurt anyone's feelings. You're not going to hurt my feeling or mom's feelings. And it was the whole playful, like, I don't know. Like, you know how kids are when they don't want to tell you?
Yeah. Okay.
So I called Tori and I was like, hey, because we were going to go out to dinner that night. I'm like, I think we need to go out to dinner somewhere where you and I can talk and we can send the kids away to play games. We got something we need to talk about.
Yeah.
And so I told her, and then we brought her in, and she was like, honey, do you not want this? Instant waterworks.
Oh, geez. Well, maybe.
And I was just like, this is not the same kid from like 40 minutes ago. What do I do?
Because she's a girl. That's how girls are. They're going to like, just wait. She's 10.
Oh, I know.
Oh, man. You got so much to go through.
Oh, this little girl is already cycling.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like the physical stuff hasn't happened.
Right.
But I mean, the moods and hormones.
I think what you need to do is take her to the store where you got the guitar without the guitar in the back seat ready to take back and say, hey, let's just go visit the store, walk around, and see if you see anything that you think you'd want instead. If not, we'll go back home and you'll keep the guitar.
Well, but here's the thing is what I think she wants and what I was, again, this is all hearsay from another person, but I know that she likes him because every time we pass this store, she makes a comment.
Yeah.
It's an American Girl doll.
Ooh, yeah. We got a couple of those
around
here.
And the thing is, like, for the amount of money that was invested in the guitar,
you could get one of those stupid dolls.
Like three or four of them.
Well, you could get one and then like three outfits.
Right.
Well, their outfits are like $40 each.
Right.
And you know, like American Girl crap is like a cult, right?
I know. Oh,
because
I'm aware.
There's a hair salon. You bring, first of all, they were.
That is so stupid.
Listen, I bought one for each daughter a while back. They refer to the dolls as people. Like they don't refer to them as, they're like, well.
It's like Soylent Green.
They're
now?
Like, well, Annabelle is over here and she is from a farmer's, you know, her dad
She's
is
from
a farmer.
Factory in Ohio.
And so they refer to the girls as people. And then, like, you bring your doll to eat. You bring it to the hair salon. You get its ears pierced. And sweet little Libby.
How do you feed it?
I don't know. But when Libby Lou came in to buy her American Girl doll, she got it when, you guys remember on Facebook, a couple, like a year and a half ago, Libby Lou fell down some bleachers at a
yes.
hockey game and ripped open her face and had
yes.
9 stitches in her face.
Yep.
She got an American Girl doll for that.
Okay.
And so we take her to the store. Poor Libby Lou's been through hell. She's got this big old gouge on her face, and she's there to get her doll. And those ladies were coming out of sorts that Libby Lou did not want a doll that looked like her. I guess that's the thing, is that you pick a doll that looks like you because they have the different skin color, hair color, eye color.
Wait, they wanted her to get one that had stitches and stuff?
No. No, but with you know, they do have, like, have you seen they've got, like, headgear for,
right,
like.
Right, exactly.
They've got, like, braces with headgear for the dolls and
got
wheelchairs
it.
And crutches. And I had headgear was in seventh grade.
Oh,
I don't
sucks.
Need an American Girl doll to feel better about myself. No, but you're supposed to pick out a doll that looks like you.
Why?
And I don't know. And like Lucy's looks like her, but Libby Lou's, they're like, oh, but look over here at the curly haired girls. And look, these ones have blue eyes. And Libby Lou's like, I want this one. It's got black hair. And just like the lady almost got fed up with Libby Lou. So just if your girlfriend's daughter wants an American Girl doll, do not go in that store.
Well, she's already got one.
You'll punch somebody.
No, she's already got one.
Because you and I have no tolerance for stupid
right.
people.
And again, baby, I know you're listening to this, and I'm not airing our dirty laundry to try to get in trouble. I legitimately had a question, and
yes.
I was like, well, Kelly and I were like, well, why don't we just ask the people what they think? Because this is all new territory for
yes.
me. I have no idea what I'm doing.
No, and you know, you
And
keep...
I am looking out, number one, I want the daughter to be happy.
Of course.
I want her to enjoy her Christmas gift and
right.
not just be like, well, there's a thing I got.
Well, and there's
and at the other time, like, I don't want her to be spending a ton of money on stuff
right.
that's never going to be used.
At the same time, just because she's not picking up the guitar when she's 10 doesn't mean she won't when she's 12. The
we
thing
can
is,
get one when she's 12.
Well, no, if she's not playing it, they'll put it somewhere safe because it will absolutely get torn up. Kids
oh, I'm
can't
sure.
take care of anything.
Well, that is why, and it's the smartest thing the Guitar Center's done, is for $20, you get a 2-year plan that covers anything that a kid could possibly do to it.
Really?
Yep.
Have they been to the Mano House?
I'm telling you, if you guys buy musical instruments for your kids,
yeah.
it's the greatest thing in the world. I go, anything? And he goes,
anything.
If he throws it down the stairs and breaks the head off of it, we will repair it or replace it. And I was like, sold. I
there
need one
go.
Of those for each.
Yep.
Now, I do want to mention one thing. And as a longtime guitar teacher with a lot of students that were beginners, it is super intimidating to have a guitar and not be able to make anything that sounds anything even remotely close to
Oh,
music.
I get that. I was there too.
Yeah.
But my whole point was there seems to be no curiosity there.
Okay. Well, that's different.
Like
yeah.
like it doesn't leave the bag that it like the soft case that it's in.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Like Gavin doesn't know how to play his bass, but he's on YouTube trying to find stuff. And, like, you have to pry it from his hand. He wants to take it everywhere with it.
That's yeah. how boys are. Why don't you get her a couple lessons? Get her a couple lessons.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Here's why I'm freaking out is because we have this 45-day window from Guitar Center
yeah.
where for 45 days, you can bring it back and just be like, I don't want it, and they'll give you your money back.
That's okay. Quit thinking like an old man and start thinking like a kid. And
I'm trying to think of, like, my poor
You're
girlfriend's
budget.
You're
trying to think of, like, being responsible.
Yes.
And so, no, mm-mm. She got to pick what she wanted for Christmas. It was her choice to get a guitar.
Well, do this. All right, how many days until your 45 days are up?
I mean, I think we're within 3 weeks at this point.
Yeah.
Because we bought it, like, 2 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do one or two lessons in that time.
Are you really going to learn enough in two lessons?
You would, I think, know if it's piquing her interest enough to want to stick it out.
Yeah.
Otherwise... You know, if there's no interest there, return it. No harm done.
And that's kind of where my head is. And like, I don't want to take a Christmas present away from a kid and be like, you don't like this.
You are so mean.
Right, I don't want to be Krampus on the girl.
Whatever.
But I want her to have something that she wants. I don't want her to be like, Why did I ask for this? I don't want this.
Well, you can update us next week. Or,
oh, I'm sure.
You know,
sure I will.
All right. Tori, don't be too mad at him. He was just asking for...
advice.
For advice. But yeah, I mean, you cannot reason with a 10-year-old. That just doesn't happen. So
not.
If she wants to keep it, let her keep it. And don't fight it. That's what I say.
All right.
And we are going to be back. We are going to... we still haven't talked about what we're too old for. I brought this up on Facebook earlier this week. Like... no matter what, how old you are, whether you're 15, 25, or 35, or 55, you know, what are you just too old for? What are you over? So we're going to talk about that next. I believe that Cookie is en route. Cookie the Farter is en route. We got the fart gun ready.
Farticus.
And we are going to play Chart the Fart.
Sweet.
I think we might even do those in the same segment. I'm not sure.
Awesome.
But all right, so we'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
It's like murder, she rolled. Once I get you out them clothes, privacy's on the dole. Still they can hear screaming more.
The Kelly Mano Show.
The older she gets,
the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown.
Back once again.
It's the Kelly Mano Show.
You are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show. We were talking about guitars last segment, and did you see what happened to Motley Crue on New Year's Eve?
No.
So they were doing their big farewell show.
Yep, the last three shows.
Right, and apparently there is a roller coaster that Tommy Lee rides that is suspended above the air, and he plays the drums upside down. He got stuck.
Awesome.
He got stuck upside down for 7 minutes.
Oh.
And they had to go up and save him. And I was going to play part of it, but like just there was not one clean sentence that came out of his mouth.
No. Not Tommy.
So if you get a chance, go and Google, you know, Tommy Lee getting stuck upside down on the drums. Because they had to go up there and fix the rig. And
it's a sad week where it's the end of Motley Crue. But guess what happens this week officially?
What?
Guns N' Roses is reunited and headlining Coachella.
Now, wait, where is Coachella?
It's in Palm Springs. India.
Are you going to go to it?
Yes.
Well, you know, this year is the 25th anniversary of the beat up in St. Louis. I want to get the guy on this show, the camcorder guy.
I have no idea what his name is.
I found it.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm, but I don't think he's very easy to get a hold of. Maybe we'll have to sway him.
Put me in the same room as him.
Yeah.
Oh, we can arrange that.
Wouldn't that be cool? Can I put you on that, Jimmy? Because you're like, you know.
I'm the detective guy.
He is. We have to you know, he's probably still some concert dude that he'll probably come on the show for concert tickets or something.
We could arrange that.
What if we find.
Maybe we could send him to Guns N' Roses.
Well, I was just going to say, what if we found Axl's number and just had him call and wish him a Happy New Year?
That would be really hard to do.
Okay.
I mean, I know people who could get that number, but
I know that
number one, they're never going to give Axl Rose's number to me.
Right.
Because I'm the last person you want to have having that phone number.
Yeah. Do you know?
Hey, did you know that you're Axl Rose? It's awesome.
Like that old Chris Farley sketch. Oh, yeah.
Do you know how many athletes I have in my phone hidden under fake names because of my children?
I have it with rock bands.
Yes.
Yeah. I have the thumb. Well, part of it is my boss makes me have the thumbprint thing that locks my phone.
Yeah.
Because my entire roster of artists is in my phone.
Yeah. See, mine's not that cool, but I've got like three or four big athletes in there.
Sure.
And athletes that my kids really, really like. And so, they're all under secret names.
But I got to go back to GNR for a second.
Okay.
Because that really is a huge, huge, huge story.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I mean, I'm not
$3 million a show.
Yeah. Talking about 25 shows, 25 stadiums.
25 football stadiums plus Coachella.
Wow. Now I would go to that.
Oh, God.
And the rumor is, depending on who you talk to, Axel's either going to be on Kimmel Tuesday or Wednesday.
Of this week? Oh, we'll see if
Coachella gets announced Tuesday, and it is pretty much all but officially confirmed because it's been leaked by very reputable sources Billboard, Rolling Stone, all these reputable sources that Guns N' Roses is going to headline Coachella.
Has anybody seen Axl lately? Does he look any better? You?
I saw him.
In his bathroom window while he was trying to poop?
Correct. he's a lot slimmer than the pictures that made the internet circuit a couple years ago.
What about his face? Is he still all puffy from the surgery that he had?
No, I believe he did have like a beard mustache thing going on. And I saw a picture of him a couple of weeks ago where he's clean shaven again.
Does he still have those awful Jamaican braids?
No.
Thank God.
He got rid of those. But yeah, he did a photo recently that got leaked out on Twitter. It looks like he was wearing like athletic gear.
Yeah, I think he's getting back into shape.
Go Axel.
He can still run. I saw him a year ago and he still runs side to side like the entire length of the stage, the entire show.
Awesome.
Now my big question. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt. Since you're on the inside, Chris, okay, and you know some things. The last I heard is that it's looking like Axl, Slash, and Duff.
Yes, those are confirmed.
But that beyond that, it could be the current Chinese Democracy drummer.
I've heard, it is going to be the big three up front, Richard Fortus, who's a St. Louis guy, and then Frank Ferrara, who's the current drummer.
Gotcha.
I've also heard that possibly Izzy for some shows. Oh, I'm sorry, and Dizzy Reed also.
Dizzy.
But that it will not be Steven Adler. Yeah. At most, you'll get
Matt Sorum. I thought he was dead.
No, he's alive.
Oh, see, so many of those guys on that VH1 rehab show ended up dying. Steven Adler broke my heart. Addiction is really, really sad.
And how many drugs do you have to do to get thrown out of Guns N' Roses for drug abuse?
Exactly.
Yeah, all those guys were doing it. He's the one who got kicked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Steven Adler, there was an episode of like Celebrity Rehab where he just, I mean.
Yeah, it's bad.
I almost cried for him. I didn't even know him.
Here's the thing that I'm really worried about. I listened to an entire Steven Adler interview yesterday that he did a few months ago.
If this happens, I think it puts him over the edge.
I think it puts him over the edge. He said if he's not a part of a Guns N' Roses reunion, he will kill himself.
Yeah, and I don't doubt that. That guy has never, ever left 1991 when he got booted from the band.
Right.
There is
right.
nothing in this world he wants more than to reunite that
sure.
band.
Sure.
However, and if he's not part of it, I greatly fear for his safety.
Now, yeah. I did see a video of him recently playing Mr. Brownstone.
He sounds great. He can't talk. He's had like two or three cocaine strokes.
Yeah.
But he can still play.
Yeah.
But I think for whatever reason, that rift is so deep between him and Axl. And I mean, the problem is he doesn't have the pull that a Slash does.
No. Yeah. Well, if anything, hopefully, you know, the mistakes of the past great bands are helping the ones coming up and learning that you know, drugs are bad. Drinking's bad.
You heard the rumor of who's going to open the tour, right?
No.
Apparently.
Clockwork.
No, that'd be awesome. Apparently, the replacement lead singer of Skid Row mysteriously quit last week.
I just heard that.
So now the rumors that Sebastian Bach is going to come back.
And Axl and Sebastian are tight.
Very good friends.
Yes.
So that's going to be Skid Row reunited opening up for Guns N' Roses.
That would be hip.
Listen, you guys can get excited as you want because there have been rumors for a year and a half now that the Spice Girls are getting back together. But I'm not talking about it because it's going to ruin it.
Road trip!
Now, the last time they got back together, didn't one of them sit it out?
It was Posh, because she's busy popping out babies.
Really? Right. Didn't she do something with them, though, not that long ago?
I mean,
they had some reunion with all five.
I don't think Posh was there, but,
okay.
You know, I mean, if the Spice Girls get back together, we are dumping out our savings account.
Oh, are you kidding me?
If I have to go to London, I'll go.
If this thing happens, if I could afford it, I'd be like the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
And I would follow it for all 25 dates.
Yeah.
Hands down. Because you know what, number one, even at $3 million a show, you know it's not going to last 25 dates.
No.
At some point, they're either going to be too late or someone's going to get mad at someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really think this is going to be almost like the Eagles reunion where the only time they spin together is on stage.
Yep. Yeah.
Like they get off and they're going to have separate dressing rooms, separate buses.
Right.
Like they are not going to have to see each other until they absolutely have to. Because I'm not convinced. Like I know that Duff has crossed the picket line. Everyone has crossed the line again except for Slash. And I've heard rumors that part of the reason why this is happening is that Slash got taken to the cleaners in the divorce.
Oh.
But I still think that there's enough bad blood there that if one of those two do something to the other, it could blow everything up. So I think they're going to try to minimize the amount of time.
So you better go see one of these early shows.
I'm going to Coachella.
Before somebody has like a Justin Bieber-style meltdown. Yep.
I am 100% going to Coachella because I'm not convinced on how long this thing actually is.
There may not be a show, too.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised. So we were going to talk here about stuff that we're tired of, but you know, we had a good discussion about Guns N' Roses, so I'm going to save that for next week. So Gary, all the people on Facebook that talked about the things they're tired of.
I'm tired of people telling me that the Guns N' Roses reunion would never happen.
It's happening! Woo!
We are going to talk about that later. I do want to promote a podcast that I was on that's up also today. It's called Real Spoilers with our buddy Tom O'Keefe.
That's a phenomenal podcast for
movies. So I was shocked that they even asked me because I don't like movies. I don't go to movies. but Tom asked me to come on the show, and I said, that's awesome. So I went and hung out with the guys today. And over the weekend, I went and saw the movie Joy. with Jennifer Lawrence. And so if you like movies, go to Facebook.com and find Real Spoilers. That's R-E-E-L, Real Spoilers. And
I go to about one a week.
Yeah. And so they do like a box office show, yep. which I didn't have a lot of participation in because I don't know a lot of what's going on in the box office. But I did see the movie that he asked me to see, and we reviewed it. And so if you want to hear what we thought of the new Jennifer Lawrence movie, you can go to Facebook and check out Real Spoilers. They're also on iTunes, as we are on iTunes.
Yep. Yes.
Don't forget, go on iTunes.com and leave us a review. It helps whenever you know people are surfing the internet. They come across our show. They aren't going to listen to it if people aren't saying cool things about it. So, Haas, have you reviewed our show yet?
I did. Oh, that's not true. I gave us 5 stars, but I didn't like write a review.
Gary, have you reviewed the show?
I thought if I reviewed it, I'd be shady.
I have not.
You suck. I reviewed it as not Kelly Mano.
Okay, we'll see. I could do that.
Just review it as not Haas.
Okay, I can
be
do
like
that.
Haas is
this
so
is totally not me.
Is see, so hot, and I'm so glad that he's the co-host now.
The problem with all that is that I am, you know, so not an Apple person. I'm not anywhere near iTunes at all. So, yeah. But I trust me when I tell you, I have had dozens and dozens of people go to iTunes,
yay,
and do that for us.
So, Haas, were your family excited whenever we announced you were the new co-host this week?
I think Mom and Dad were a little excited because they know how much I enjoyed being on the radio back in the day, and it's fun. It's kind of, you know, a chance to relive the old days.
It
and
gives you something to do. You
it
know,
does.
We might need to do a photo shoot.
Okay.
I was thinking about that. Maybe sometime over the was that you and Slash? I thought we were done talking about Guns N' Roses.
Never.
There's no, you can't ever stop talking about
Guns. Did you kiss him or anything?
Look at that smile. Look how happy I am.
I know. You probably have a boner, too.
I don't remember, probably.
What were we just talking about before that?
Me being the host, co-host.
Yeah, so you're... Oh, we might need to do a photo shoot.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, so maybe we'll let Gary be in it, too. We can be like the rapper, the rocker, and the Jew.
Nice.
There you go.
I've been looking for a big slug line.
There you go.
The rapper, the rocker, and the Jew. Sounds great. All right. So, you know,
they were
I
big in the 90s.
I promoted earlier. I was secretly hoping you were an atheist earlier so that we had like the atheist, the Christian, and the Jew.
That'd be awesome.
But we'll go with the rapper, the rocker, and the Jew. And I don't know how a photographer is even going to get you and I in the same frame.
That'd be awesome. Fisheye lens.
Exactly. And then we'll look skinny, too.
Right.
That's the secret there. So so I promoted earlier in the show that one of Rocky's buddies is coming on the show. Now, this kid can fart on command.
That is a great, that's a life skill.
And not only is it a life skill, but I'll tell you how I found out he could fart on command. So I'm taking the boys to hockey practice a couple of weeks ago, and it was over in Alton, and there was a wreck on the bridge, and it was one of those times when I had to pee so bad that my eyes were stinging, and I was crabby because we were late, and I'm like, oh my God, we're going to be so late. I'm like, you guys got to start getting dressed in the van. So they start reaching over the seats, grabbing stuff, and this kid is just ripping farts right and left, and I'm like, and Rocky's cracking up, and I'm like, I said, you have got it. I said, I thought he was doing it with his mouth, and so I turned around, I said, let me see you fart, and he just ripped one. And at this point, I'm laughing so hard, I'm delirious.
How did you not pee?
Well, then he's like, you want to see my grand finale? I got to take off my seatbelt. So he takes off the seatbelt.
Assumes the position.
Yeah, assumes the position, butt in the air, and just releases this atomic bomb of a fart. And so when I say he's going to go up against the fart gun, you're going to hear some really character farts that you're just going to assume is a fart gun, and it's not. And we're going to videotape this all so right. that people see. Now, the thing that we've not thought of is that somebody is going to have to hold the microphone up to his butt.
That's true.
And now, Haas is not going to be in the room, and I have to run the board.
So that leaves Gary.
So when we come back, we will be live with Rocky's hockey buddy, and we are going to play Chart the Fart, and we are going to see if Haas can determine if the fart has come out of my fart gun or Rocky's friend's butt. This is Riveting Radio. We'll be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Damn it, Brad, you're the funk bandit, and they can't handle it. I know, that's why I keep hitting them with this grammar, letting all y'all know that I'm the real mamma jamma, straight to the head like a chronic sack. I passed the mic to the Brad, and yo, I passed it back. Well, sisters and fellas, it's time to get your groove on. I provide the funk, the five sounds to make you move home. Breaking these fools off proper like it's S-O-S-O-D-E-F dynamite. Humming, coming, I bet you like Ralph K. And since this ain't no honeymoon, I'm here to stay. And the way we're coming at you, baby, we can't miss. There's a new tag team in town. Whoop, daddy.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Pueblo Nuevo Mexican Restaurant in Hazelwood, Missouri. We are so lucky to have such an amazing Mexican restaurant so close to us.
I totally agree.
Gary, how many times a week do you eat at Pueblo?
Oh, at least once.
Yeah?
If not twice.
You know what my favorite thing is?
Oh, well, right.
The dessert, the sopapilla.
Right.
Yeah. So Pueblo Nuevo was voted the best Mexican restaurant in St. Louis in the Riverfront Times in their Best of STL issue. That's a big, big honor.
Exactly. That's huge.
Huge. And so you have so many great things on the menu, from carne asadas, their homemade tacos and burritos, enchiladas, and of course my favorite thing, the sopapilla, which right. you get for free. So if you go to eat at Pueblo this week and say, hey, Kelly Mano was talking about you and she said if I dropped her name you would give me a free dessert, and what are they gonna give you?
Sopapilla. It didn't work for me though.
What?
No.
I don't know what you did wrong. They also have gift cards available, and you know the Super Bowl is coming up, and who wants to cook all day for the Super Bowl? They do catering.
Right.
Nice.
Maybe we'll have them cater this Super Bowl party we are going to have this year.
Hey, there awesome. You go.
I've never been, so I'm anticipating my first
All right.
My first
there
try.
There you go.
I'm very excited for you to have the Pueblo. So don't forget, stop by Pueblo Nuevo in Hazelwood, Missouri. You can also visit their website at PuebloNuevoSTL.com. I'm also going to link to them from KellyManno.com later today. Don't forget, if you go in Pueblo and have dinner, tell them that you heard about them on the Kelly Mano Radio Show, and you will get a free sopapilla dessert. Thank you so much, Pueblo Nuevo. That was a really sweet transition from the mariachi band of Bone Thugs and Harmony.
That was smooth.
You are listening to the Kelly Mano Show. It is a well-oiled machine here. And you know what? I'm not even supposed to be playing this song. Remember? We found
a true.
New one.
You
we
did find another one.
We found a new one. Hang on. Somebody farted. Oh, somebody farted.
It wasn't mine.
This song should have charted.
The line just parted.
You still know the word?
Knew they had just farted.
So this is the theme song for our next guest. Can somebody give our sweet guest a microphone? So here live in the studio, we have the one and only Farticus.
Hooray!
Hello.
So now Farticus is not your real name. We're not going to use your real name. But so how do you know the Mano family?
Rocky plays on my hockey team.
Rocky plays on your hockey team. You guys had a really awesome game last game against St. Peter's. Good job.
Thanks.
And so Farticus is a kid that I often give rides to practice and to the game. And I have learned over the span of time that Farticus can fart on command.
That's a life skill. That will serve you well.
It's truly amazing. And so, I told Farticus, I said, we have to have you on my radio show. I mean,
nice. This
is like brilliant. And then it just so happened that for my birthday, his parents got me a fart gun.
Awesome.
So now in just a minute, we are going to have Hoss leave the room.
Okay.
With your headphones on. And we are going to have 10 farts. And I need you to write down whether you think it was a human fart or the fart gun. And Farticus, do you want to get in position and and give Hoss a taste of one of your farts?
Yes.
So that he knows
better.
That you can really do it. So come over here. Now, Gary, wait. I just want to show you that this kid is the real deal. Will you tilt down the phone so that Periscope can see as well? So I'm going to place the microphone by his butt. Here we go.
That's incredible.
Is that not the most?
That's movie quality.
It really is.
No, don't do any more. Again, save it. So here you thought probably it would be hard to distinguish the two.
Right.
It's not going to be easy. So, Hoss, I need you to step out of the room.
All right.
It's important to note that whenever we're using the fart gun, it is similar to like a megaphone.
Very much so.
So when young Farticus is doing a human fart, we are going to actually have him fart into a megaphone so that the sound is similar.
Got it.
So Jimmy, go ahead and shut both doors. Now, obviously, it's going to be our job in here to not laugh because that will give away very easily if it is Farticus or if it is the... if it is the fart machine. So we're okay, here's the fart gun. So the way this is going to work, Farticus, is first my husband is going to mouth. So Hoss,
did I win?
No. Hoss is out of the room right now. And so Farticus, do you want to give us a thumbs up when you have one ready to go, or do you want me to just point to you?
Thumbs up.
Okay, so I need husband, will you hold the megaphone to young Farticus's butt?
You're going to station my face
yes.
next to Farticus's
Well, I
butt.
Have to hold the microphone. So So
I already feel like I've won this game just because I'm not in the room.
Yay! Now, I need somebody to be writing down in here. Gary, can you write down? Can you write down what the fart came? Okay, Spartacus, give me a thumbs down if you want me to use the fart gun, and give me a thumbs up if you've got one, okay? Hoss, are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
Can Periscope see anything from there? Oh, God.
Premature.
Premature fartilation. Okay, Hoss, do you have your pen and paper ready?
I do.
Okay, so here comes fart number one. Here comes fart number two. Here comes fart number three.
I'm just going to take a stab at that one.
Here comes fart number four. God. Okay. Fart number five. All right. Here comes fart number six. Farting in between. This room smells so bad. All right, so here comes. Are we on fart number seven? Will you stop? I'm not counting yet. Hang on. Get back in position. All right, so here comes.
This will be number seven.
How are you doing out there, Hoss?
God, well, you're missing all the
action. I'm good. One through four, five and six. I'm not sure.
All right, here comes number seven. Had my whole life. Was that you?
Was that eight?
That was Jimmy. All right. Okay, hang on. Here comes fart number nine.
I think we skipped eight, unless eight was Jimmy.
That
Chris, was that eight?
That was eight.
You were number eight when you stuck the microphone to your own butt.
Oh.
All right.
Here comes fart. Number eight was just Jimmy. Write that down. That last one was number... Here
nine.
Comes fart number
10. Okay.
Oh my God.
All right. I'm just going to say this before we reveal any other answers.
I can't breathe.
If number 10 was real, that poor child needs to see a doctor immediately.
Hang on. No, Farticus, do you have any more in you, or do you think that's good? Okay, so we'll go to 11 and 12, okay?
All right.
Here's number 11.
That was real.
Oh, that was something.
Okay, ready? Okay, hang on. Wait a minute, just a second. Here's number 11.
Okay.
And here comes the final grand finale, number 12.
Oh, that was wet.
First of all,
all hail Farticus! All hail Farticus!
All hail Farticus! Farticus, go ahead and get up and have a seat on the couch. Hoss, you can come back in.
I don't want to.
Just don't use the yellow microphone.
The window's open.
All right.
Okay. So.
Yeah, give that to your kid.
That was truly. No. Give him a microphone here. You use the same microphone you farted into.
Yeah, that's sanitary.
First of all, I need everybody out of here except for Hoss. All
right.
And Farticus can say, first of all, Farticus, that was an absolutely amazing performance.
Thank you.
Do you feel good about your performance?
Yes.
Do you feel like you could come back some other time and do this again?
Yes.
Okay, because.
I have one question.
Yeah.
Do you do that on the ice at all?
Sometimes.
I mean, what position do you play?
Center.
Dude, if you're not ripping them in front of the opposing goalie to distract him, you are playing hockey wrong.
Okay, so let's go through our list. And, you know, this is a podcast, so you can go right back and listen to these farts again.
Right.
So, number one, Hoss, what did you guess?
Gun.
That was fart gun?
Correct.
Jimmy? It was correct. Where's my bell?
Ding, 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 ding.
I'm just
ding,
slapping
ding,
stuff.
Ding, 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 ding. Just slap things. Bah!
Number two, what did you think it was?
Gun.
What was it, Jimmy?
Gun.
All right, number three.
Real.
What was
correct.
It?
Correct.
Number four.
Gun.
Correct.
All right, here's where I'm going to start not being sure. Number five, I have real.
Wrong!
That was the fart gun.
Okay, five and six were the two. I was like, I don't know. All right. Six, I put gun.
Correct.
Seven, gun.
Incorrect.
Wow, that was impressive. Eight was Jimmy's ass.
Yeah, eight was me. That's a gimme.
Nine was real.
Correct.
Correct.
If 10 was real, he needs to seek medical attention. I put gun.
10 was 100% real.
Real!
What is wrong with you?
That was the most amazing. And we have it on video, too, because I knew people wouldn't believe us.
Oh. I don't know if you're familiar with the term pink sock.
No.
But you're going to be as you get older if you keep doing that.
Don't. What does that mean? Do I have to Google it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. 11, gun.
Correct.
12, real.
Good job.
So, wow.
Farticus, that was absolutely amazing. I don't know if I have anything exciting to give you, but I will find something exciting to give it to you.
Okay.
The next, like, cool autograph blues thing, I will totally give to you instead of the kids.
Okay.
And, so Hoss got 10 out of 12 right.
Nice.
Now, that was kind of easy, though, because you were right in the next room. I think if we make a recording of these.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, the Blues did, like, the 12 Days of Christmas, and you had to guess the players' voices. But if we record, like, 10 farts, and then the listeners have to call in and get it all in the correct order for a big prize, I think that needs to be our next big contest.
I'm in.
Without a doubt.
The fact that number 10 was real frightens me.
Seriously.
As a human being.
I agree.
You know, if you're listening to this on a podcast, go back and listen to number 10. And Gary took a video with his phone. Somehow you got out of the fart microphone duty, and you were able to video it. So will you put it up on the Kelly Mantle Facebook page?
Yes, I will.
Because people aren't going to believe that was real, Farticus. You are amazing.
Yeah,
that is
a for real talent.
Isn't it? Now, when he's on Jimmy Fallon or something, I want everybody to remember that the Kelly Mantle Show had him first.
Yep.
It's really a shame that David Letterman is retired, because that would 100% make stupid human tricks.
Yes. Well, we are so proud of you, Farticus, and we're going to have you come back sometime, okay?
Okay.
Will your mom and dad let us take your picture for the website, you think?
Yes.
Because he's wearing a Farticus shirt and he brought a cape. And in my living room, he was doing this awesome swirl and fart with the cape at the same time.
That's awesome.
I think we need to have Farticus back.
Yes.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah. I agree.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to
this. We need to send Farticus out on location.
Oh, of course.
Oh, my God, yes.
But where could we send him?
I don't know, but he needs to be like a can you help me find my parents thing. And then, like, just while they're walking around looking for parents, just ripping them.
Yeah, like he's so nervous.
And see how long people ask people, like, kid, you're on your own.
Yeah. I was thinking more like send him, like, a Catholic mass.
Oh, God.
Send him to, like, yoga with adults.
Yeah, hot yoga, where it's, like,
100. Hot yoga. Oh, my goodness. All right. So, Farticus, you were amazing. Thank you for listening to the Kelly Mantle Radio Show. If you love the show, share the show. It's so important to us. Share it on Facebook. Don't forget we're available on iTunes. So you can go to iTunes.com, look for the Kelly Mantle Show, give us a 5-star rating, and tell us why you love the show. It helps us more than you know. As always, go to the website, KellyMantle.com. Check out some of our awesome sponsors. And if you want to email us, heykelly@KellyMantle.com. Is that all, guys?
I think so.
Oh, Farticus.
Don't use this yellow microphone.
No, we're going to put that in the washing machine or something.
Okay, good.
All right, thank you, guys. We will see you next week on the Kelly Mantle Radio Show.